What is up, Fantasy Football League? This is your co-host, Dippy123, with JC, Berto, and Victor. Our first four-man podcast that we've put out. It's year 12, week 7. Let's go, boys.
Let's go. I am a co-host with Dipperoni and Cheese, and the squad is here. Now, you guys don't know the shit that we've been going through. People are fucking late as hell, looking fucking crusty as hell. But hey, we're making this shit happen. Rest in peace to Cody. Hope we get you back soon, bruh. Let me pass this shit on to Vic. Vic, how you doing over there, bro?
Oh man, it's been a busy day, but I'm here. It's always a joy to be on here. I would like to say, Cody, we're praying for you, man. Whatever you're going through, we're here for you. But wish you were on here so I can tell you how bad your team sucks.
We can still talk about it. We just can't say it to your face.
I just want to say it to his face. And so now to introduce by far the ugliest dude in our league since Mick's out of it. The man with the ugliest and most annoying laugh, Roberto Khan. What's going on, Berto?
What up, fellas? It's a pleasure to be here. Vic, you got a face that only a mother could love. You look like an Ewok on fucking steroids.
Your mother loves
it. All right, anyway, shut the fuck up. All right, well, it's good to be on, boys. Let's get this thing going.
Y'all are just mad that I got more facial hair than y'all have hair on your head.
Yeah, we're still 10 times better looking than you fucking ever will be.
Vic, that beard, bro. I think you need to trim it back a little bit, man.
Hey, you're just jealous.
You're just jealous.
When I shave it, I'll glue it together and make it a toupee for you, and I'll send it to you in the mail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
All right, fellas, let's get into our favorite teams. Since we are a league-friendly pod, let's get into it. I get to talk about my Packers win, 24-14 over the Bears. A little shaky start, but Rodgers got it done. Said, I own you. I fucking own you.
That shit was wild, bro. Right to the Bears
crowd, bro. He needs to grow up.
Racist as hell.
But when
exactly.
When you've played the Bears 28 times in your career and you won 23 of them, then I think he has the right to say that.
Fuck it.
Yep. Also this week, my Steelers, you know, they got another win, albeit against a Russell Wilson-less Seahawks team. So I'm not, like, too
out of it.
We kind of fucking barely got that motherfucker through. But it is two wins in a row now, so we'll see where we go from here.
And of course, I'm going to talk about the best team in the league right now. Those Cowboys got the W against Bill Belichick, showing how average of a coach he is when he doesn't have an elite quarterback. It was fun watching the game at Darius's house. Darius and Dre and I stuck around and watched the game because all you guys are pussies and didn't want to stay. I don't care about what y'all had to do. But yep, we're sitting in first place in the weakest division in football, and I don't care.
I would rather not talk about my team. We look like absolute dog shit, as Berto would say. We lost 38-11 to the Rams. The Rams are a good team though, right? I mean, it is what it is.
That was a score.
We are not.
At least y'all got Tony to lift. Oh, wait. Oh, he got hurt.
Nope.
Correct. Not happening.
Just keep checking it down to Booker, baby.
Sorry about that, JC. Thanks, maybe dude. Next week.
Thanks, dude.
Well, Dustin Saints went into Washington and got the dub 33-22. And, I guess that's not saying much winning against Washington football team, but there you go, Dustin.
Yeah, sure. And that last team, Is Noah's Cardinals. Yes, you heard it here first, boys. Noah is a fan of the Cardinals, and that's going to be his ride or die team.
What? Since when?
He's still on the fence, but I'm going to go ahead and throw him at the Cardinals and say that's his team. No, he can't say
shit. His team needs to be the Titans, man. Got an Aggies quarterback, and he has Henry.
True, true. Well, we'll just talk about the Cardinals. They beat the Browns 37-14. Congratulations, Noah, on that day.
Every week we give Noah a different team.
Yeah. There you go. I like it. I like it.
All right, with the week 5 fantasy recap, I want to say that this part is for you, Vic.
Yeah, you dumbass. Fucking read.
All right.
All right, guys. I just want to talk about what we're seeing here. Victor is literally looking down at his phone, trying to see the recaps for all the games. Right,
yes,
now.
Sir.
Anyways,
half of his face is on the screen.
Anyways,
damn goon.
Man. In our first matchup, we had JC facing JT, and JC got that dub, but at what cost? He got to use Kareem Hunt for probably the last time. He's out to go with Saquon Barkley in that bench. And it was his first game without Russell Wilson, but he had the good old Carson Wentz to get that W and play well. And then the next game, we had old Weege playing Keaton. Keaton probably has the most quiet team. I didn't even realize he was 5-1. his team didn't play well at all, except two guys, and he still put up 152 points. And Luis getting that nice all 99 points after getting high point last week. So sure. Your team really. So what happens when you start your third string running back on your favorite team? But who am I to judge? And
how do people keep a straight face in this shit?
And obviously the matchup of the week, that straight ass whooping I put on Dippy. Dippy had me nervous. He had all Stafford out there slinging that thing. Aaron Jones running in for touchdowns and shit, but then good old Adam Thielen came back clutch for me, and good old DeAndre Hopkins, and continue my dominance in this week. So
straight trash, bro.
What's up?
My receivers are straight trash.
Your team is straight trash. Don't blame those receivers. Should have given me Allen Robinson when I wanted him. Now you could die with him. But
really wishing I made that trade now.
Sure.
Well, moving on. We have Cody. It was Cody against who the fuck is clapping cheeks again?
Dustin.
E-balls.
Oh, the name that shall not be mentioned again. We had Dustin against Cody.
Motherfucking big balls.
And then so Dustin put a beat down on Cody, so that way Cody could stay at the bottom with your boy over here.
Beat him in a depression. Just kidding. We can't say that.
We had Smiley against Dre. Smiley coming up with the upset victory over Dre. So
that was a high score game right there.
Yeah. Right. They would have beaten just about everybody for the most part. No, actually, no. Fuck it. Never mind. And then go ahead on next to the we'll skip that one for now. And then we'll go to
oh, man. I thought I wasn't prepared.
We'll go to fuck you, Dip or Vic. We have Pat against D. We have Pat against D. And Pat came out with the victory there, you know, showing he can handle the most what do you call it? What is it? Fucking
that podcast.
And then lastly, we got fucking Noah, and it was me. And I came on here ready to say that I was going to shove a fucking one of them Taco Casa Supreme burritos in that fool's ass. But I'm over here with that dirty ass fucking burrito jammed up my ass right now. So good job, Noah.
For you being 0-6, you actually put up a lot of fucking points against Noah. Like 145 is a fuckload, bro.
I know. And
I was kind of confident too that I was going to come with that win, but I fucking should have known fucking Derrick Henry's going to fucking blast my ass. So.
God damn, bro. He fucking had a game.
And then Noah throws in Jaylen Waddle, who scores 30 points.
Yes. Fucking weird.
Wow, bro. Hey, can't help that shit.
Yep.
All right, everybody, it is time for your favorite segment on the pod. The Huffington Post. Brought to you by J-Dubs Marlboro Lights. This is the Huffington Post, brought to you by J-Dubs Marlboro Lights. Giddy up, partner. All right, boys. What is everybody sipping / smoking on today? Dippy, let's start with you first.
Big old Arctic cooler full of water right here, Bubba.
Oh, man, this boy is wild. He's wild. Birdo, you come in live from the office, post office. What you got over there?
Is that a dick?
It's all right, boys. Pat sent me some of his finest marijuana over here, so I'm just kind of taking little.
Who little calls hits it marijuana?
Nice, Bert. Nice. What about you, Vic?
Well, y'all know I'll be rolling with the dough, so I'm drinking my sponsored water bottle from Kroger, that purified drinking water.
Purified drinking water.
Generic. In that UPS truck.
Yes, sir.
Gotta stay hydrated.
I am also sipping on some high quality H2O. The finest, of course. Now, what happened over the week is some crazy shit, guys. There was a man who actually rode a bike for 7 fucking miles, threw his fucking back out. And that shit had to be realigned by a chiropractor. That is our boy, your boy, Dippy. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, man. You know what? I got nothing. It's fucking true. I'm an old ass man.
It's fucking true.
31 years old and my fucking back got thrown out, man.
Yes, sir. This man was waddling all over Pat's diaper shower, diaper party. Fucking hurting.
I couldn't get out of bed on Sunday morning, but I made it out to the diaper party for Pat.
Speaking of, Dippy wasn't done there. Him and old Mikaru, those cheapos, came in with those $8 bags of diapers, but since they both deal with back problems, well, Mix's neck problem, but they couldn't throw their neck out carrying those big ass boxes out of Walmart. They had just keep it safe and get those $8 diaper bags when they both know that shit ain't gonna last about 3 days. But
yes, sir.
Hey, that's 3 days of diapers he didn't have before. All right, be grateful, Pat.
Wow, old cheap ass dip. And breaking news. In Poland this week, we went ahead and had over 3,000 packages come through the post office. That has so far been the record, and we're looking for it to increase weekly due to holiday season coming up. Next up, we also have 4 marriages now in fucking peril. Due to dudes not being able to keep their fucking dicks in their pants and women not being able to keep their fucking pussies from getting drilled. You know, happens in the military, but it's...
Jesus! Hang on a second. How the fuck is Birdo in the middle of gossip in the fucking military, bro. Can you just imagine this fool hearing these stories?
Hey, Birdo's in the middle of the fucking mailroom recording right now.
Yes, sir. And lastly, in personal news, so currently I have 4 roommates. Well, boys, just found out I'm getting another one. And this motherfucker's flaming like a motherfucker. When I say gay, this man is the fucking fire. I am now going to have to sleep in a fucking bodysuit.
Sounds like a Mandingo party about to happen.
I'm very, very, very uncomfortable.
Hey, Birdo. Birdo, did you get my care package I sent?
No.
It was that horse dildo you asked for with the Justin Bieber poster.
Oh, it was?
Nope.
It should be coming, so you can share it with your new roommate. You'd be a good roommate and share it with him.
Bro, I'm about to throw back out from laughing so hard, dog.
Oh, God. Are you going to go stretch on the wall like you did at Darius's house?
Am I what?
I'm talking about Dip over there was stretching on the wall like every commercial break.
Yeah, he was.
Showing his cheerleading flexible stretches that he was doing.
Yes, sir.
Bro, all also, boys, go ahead. To prepare myself, since I'm no longer going to be having like my little privacy sheets, right. I've already begun, as of last night, began masturbating in the toilet. So, that is the end of my update.
Bro, all it's going to be just like you're at home.
Like, no, I'd be fucking jizzing on my fucking wife's face, Vic. That's what would be happening if I was at fucking home.
No, nope.
Unlike you, where you have to fucking beat off in the fucking shower before the fucking meet here. So shut the fuck up, faggot.
All right,
record. Put that record button, please, and
go.
All right, fellas, let's go through the week 7 injuries.
Starting off with the Browns, we've got old Baker Mayfield. He's got a shoulder injury. Chubb's still got a calf injury, and Kareem Hunt, who just recently got put on the IR, also has a calf injury. Matter of fact, just the whole Browns team at this point is probably fucking dead. So you need to put them on the whole fucking team on IR for all I care. So,
and add to the list of injured running backs for JC. Antonio Gibson hurt his calf, and I also have heard that he has a fractured shin. So, Jason, you can already go ahead and.
I'm on suicide watch, boys. My whole fucking team's on this goddamn injury list. Next up is Kadarius Toney, who is actually Cody's boy. He hyped his ass up, calling him JC's Odell. But guess what, motherfucker? Your boy's dead. With an ankle injury. Sorry about you. Next up is Birdo, but he's trying to whack a fly. Whack a fly in his office.
I got him too. Next up, we have Dawson Knox. He's been a hot commodity at tight end, but unfortunately, he is also having injury issues with a hand injury. So sorry for whose team is he on?
Luis.
Yeah, sorry, Luigi, but
everyone was trying to trade for him apparently, and he said no to him, and this is what happens.
What
do you get? He says everyone, when you know damn well it was mostly Vic, and he got turned down by
and Dippy.
He's salty as fuck.
And Dippy.
I tried to get Knox as well, but that's karma, Bubba. Should have given him to me.
Yeah. Right, stingy bastard.
Let's get to the waiver wire. Birdo spends $26 on Donovan Peoples-Jones, Browns wide receiver.
That's not bad.
Yep.
I'm surprised you got 26 for him, bro.
That's right. That's right. I need some fucking help, so I'll take anybody at this fucking point. That was the shiniest looking turd on the waiver wire, so I went ahead and got that fucker. Next up, we have JC, who spent a whopping $33. On Demetric Felton. Embarrassing. And he also dropped Evan Engram. Do, 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 do. Where's that? Where does that sound, Jason?
Oh, oh, you want that one? Yeah, I don't have it queued up, but I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck you, JC. All right, never mind. Go ahead. There we go.
And then we got Mr. Penny Pincher himself, the Jew, Noah, spending 98 buckaroos on Christian Kirk, that Aggie, and he went and dropped that that Buckeye, which is going to be a mistake.
Yeah, Vic, he dropped. Learn how to fucking read, bro. It's not your fucking turn yet, you fuck.
It is my turn, you dipshit.
Read! Read, Vic. Who was after me, Vic?
These guys have just been fucking grilling each other the whole pod.
It's the best, man. I love it.
Yeah, and Noah did drop Curtis Samuel, so I don't know why Vic didn't want to say that. Probably because he's about to go put in a waiver request.
I said he dropped that Buckeye.
Get the fuck out of here.
He did.
And then Keith spent $75 on Devontae Freeman and dropped Jerick McKinnon.
And lastly, Keith spent another whopping $175 on a pretty good choice in the waiver wire, Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, I would have rather had Ernest Johnson, but I'll grab whoever the fuck I can get off waivers too.
Must be nice to have money in the waivers.
JT and Drake scrambling.
Got that.
Who did you spend all your money on again?
The last one was Booker.
Okay.
All right, fellas, let's get into that trade galore.
Now, we only had one trade this week in our league, and it was a big one, blockbuster style, not fucking video update, fucking blockbuster, boys. Cody sent Christian McCaffrey and Chris Evans to Pat for Devontae Smith and Javonte Williams. Now, there's been a lot of chatter on, in the league, and apparently Vic had a lot to say about this trade. Let's go to Victor now on this trade.
Trash. I get the name. I get wanting the name, but just giving Cody a lifeline to stay in this so he doesn't get last place, because I just don't see McCaffrey's too injury prone, and at this point, if they're not gonna get in the playoffs, they're not gonna waste him for a wasted season after they've invested all that money on him. But
Victor hates Cody so bad.
Pat loves those big names, and I mean, if he does come back, it works out for him big time because he has a solid team. But he gave up a lot, because I still think Williams will end up starting, because we all know Melvin Gordon always dies before the end of the season.
Yes, sir.
And so, but it was a good trade for Cody. It was just huge risk for fucking Pat. But
I don't know, man. I think it was a pretty fair trade.
Real quick, it's fair.
What other offers did Cody get? Because he said that he had multiple offers. Vic, what did you fucking offer him? Because he said you specifically.
I offered him earlier, early in the season.
This
week, I think I said I wasn't going to give up anyone other than Cooker Booker for him.
I think Noah made an offer as well this past week. I remember him saying
I wasn't giving him a starter.
And then, honestly, I don't really know if anyone else did send offers. I personally didn't, because my team's dog shit.
Yeah, I didn't have shit to give me.
It is what it is. Well, all right, let's get right into the power rankings, fellas.
Roberto, who did you offer him? Did you offer anyone?
Same thing. I offered him somebody way early in the year. Like, it was like the second week.
He's just playing everyone.
All right, fellas, let's get right into those power
rankings. Hey, Dip, we're not done. We're still talking. You got your wife rocking your baby to sleep, so you don't have nothing to do. So shut up. Grumpy go ass ahead, man.
I've said my piece. What do we got, Berto? Let's hit them.
So yes, starting with the bottom feeders, we have in dead last fucking place where he should fucking be. You have Cody fucking Delmar. What a piece of shit. Everyone above him is a lot better. So next up we have Gaston Robbins, who's, you know, just kind of like sitting there just to kind of, you know, make other people feel better. But I'm sure that team's going to improve starting this week.
He's hearing good things. He's hearing good things from the owner.
When are you going to change your name?
Vic, shut the fuck up. Next up, we have Luis at, was it 1-5? So, you know, he's doing all right. He's kind of holding it there. Then we have Dip's trash-ass fucking team from first to last. Fucking embarrassing at fucking 11th place.
You ain't out
the woods yet. You ain't out the woods yet, Bubba. Shut the fuck up. Dip or JT at 10th at 3-4 as well.
2-4.
Oh shit, my bad. That's even worse than I thought. Shut the hell up, Dip.
Maybe you need to get closer to your phone so you can see it.
And then we have who's it? Oh, JC at 9th at 3-5 as well.
At 9th?
3-3.
Shit, bro. What the fuck? I need some fucking glasses. And then we have Smiley at 8 at 4-2, just right outside the playoffs. So go ahead, whoever the fuck.
That was embarrassing.
Somehow it's done, Dick.
That was embarrassing. And he had more schooling than all of us. Anyways, in seventh place, oh how the mighty have fallen. At one point, Dre was sitting pretty in first place, and now he's lost two in a row. It's tough. Now he's outside looking in if the playoffs started today. Then we got Dustin. You will not call him D-Balls. In sixth place at 4-2, Mr. Consistent. I feel like every year he's always in the mix for the playoffs. Then you got myself at 4-2. We got D in fourth place at 4-2. We got Pat, the defending champ, also at 4-2 in third place. In second place, Diddle My Kittle at 5-1. Again, I didn't realize he was 5-1. He lost his first game of the week or the year, and he's won 5 in a row. Playing absolute dog shit teams with that points to get at 731. Fucking trash.
Yeah, it's so freaking lucky.
Hey, shut up, Dip. And sitting in first place, Noah, to cap off his good week. Or I guess to cap off his good week with his wife running in the Boston Marathon, being actually athletic, unlike Noah. Then his Aggies upsetting Bama. Then he gets a comeback win on some shitty ass team this week.
Hello.
But yeah, Noah sitting in first place at 5-1.
That's it. Now we have the guillotine. Now, last week, his back was in fucking shambles. Now, he has lost his motherfucking head. Dip, Bubba, you gone.
Unbelievable. Put up 125 points and get the guillotine. The guillotine, man.
Yes, sir.
Nope.
It hurts. I knew it was going to happen. I knew there was no way I was winning that shit. My team's too dog shit to win that one. So
hang on. While we're on this topic, Vic, your fucking gifts are gold, bro.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, sir.
That's the best new thing this season is your fucking gifts.
It's definitely been a highlight. I'm not going to lie. I didn't recognize that chest hair, bro.
That was embarrassing.
Bro, you legit thought that was a fucking back.
You didn't see that sad nipple drooping?
That was for my honeymoon.
Looking like your shit. Your
that
nipples
was for my
depressed.
Honeymoon. In his funny because.
Oh shit!
Your nipples depressed.
It's funny because I looked down at my phone on Sunday and it said Victor liked one of my Instagram posts. And I'm like, why is Victor liking my Instagram
post? Well, I was I went to Facebook and I was like, did this fool block me? Because he knew it was coming, but I guess he doesn't have a Facebook.
Yeah, I was like, Victor's up to something because he's like liking an old post of mine on Instagram.
I didn't even mean to. I unliked it, so don't worry.
Vic, Vic, with that said, I mean, I'm sure I speak for the entire league when I say you got to keep that shit going every
time. Oh, I'm good. I got it.
That'll work. Yeah. You heard it here
first. Are you saving them too?
Oh, yeah. Noah already asked for them. I already gave him the ones I had.
Hey, whoa. What the hell's Noah's putting together?
All right. I think he said something about Lauren actually liking them.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it was Noah. So,
which JC hooked me up with that picture.
Thanks for showing your wife my chest hair, Noah. Appreciate that.
I think it's funny how they've improved each one. That first one with Luis was so bad. Didn't even cut it out or anything. I just put it together real quick. I'm not gonna lie, I already have mine made because I thought I was gonna get it 1 week.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask too. If you were gonna go call in sick for your week when you're knocked up.
Oh no.
Hey fellas. By the way, shout out to Smiley for winning his fiance a nice 25 buckaroos with that high point. His team slapped down a nice 184 points. Way to go, Bubba.
You think he's hiding it from her already?
That shit already went into a renovation in her house.
Bro, that's 250 packages of ramen, bro. 250
packages. Yes, sir.
All right, fellas, let's get through these week 7 matchups. Who you got, baby?
All right, the first matchup, Dip versus D in the bad knee versus the bad back bowl. Right now, D's getting hit with the bye week big time. Shoot, he might not be able to fill up a whole roster. So by default, I'll have to give this one to Dippy.
All right, Birdo versus Keith in the cart pusher showdown. All right, boys, I'm just going to say it. Birdo gets his first win this week.
Oh, shit!
Yes, sir!
That commish curse!
Keaton's been getting lucky. He's got, I think, 121 points per week average scored against him, which is the lowest in the league. Birdo put up 145 this past week.
Hell yeah.
Keaton's got a good team, but I think with Cordell Patterson going against the Dolphins, Josh Jacobs going against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Cordarrelle Patterson.
How? Hey, that's my fucking guy right there.
Bro.
And then we've got Eckler on a bye, CeeDee Lamb on a bye. He's got Matt Ryan. You know, as the quarterback this week for him, I just think the stars are aligned and Birdo gets his first dub.
Hell yeah, Dip. My fucking guy right there.
That'll work. Now, it's pretty well known that when Dippy says someone's going to win, they take a fat fucking L.
A fat L.
So, Bert, be careful with counting your lucky stars, bro. Don't count them too early, Bubba. Next, we got Cody versus Smiley in the High School Sweetheart Bowl. You fucking faggots. Cody and Smiley. I mean, Smiley's got fucking Kyler Murray, Khalil Herbert, who looked pretty fucking nice. Cody's trying to rock fucking old Miles Gaskin, which looks sorry as hell. But, Berto says, hell yeah, when he traded him to him. Miles Sanders looks like dog shit. Cody, I'm sorry, dog. You're getting another L. You're going to be 0-7. Smiley, congrats on the dub, Bubba.
Next up, we got Dustin versus Patrick in the High Roller versus the High Stoner Bowl. Hey, throw that motherfucking game center up for me. Thanks, girl. Right quick. You know what? Let's see what we got here. You know, just right now, just kind of looking at it. I'm going to go ahead and say I really like I like Pat Team a lot, man. I really do. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Pat on this one.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is looking fucking nice. I mean, Patty Mahomes, obviously, it's a good matchup between those two quarterbacks for sure.
Yeah. But you know what? Fournette's been showing out lately. Of course, you got Kamara. Beckham, I don't know if he's gonna be playing this week or not. But man, Pat's team is fucking nice, man.
Bro, those are receivers, really? Man. Davante fucking Adams, yes. Cup. Holy
golly.
Shit.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. Y'all trying to suck him up or something? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, come on down, Pat. Just
a little bit.
Come on down to come on down to Poland. Berto's got a nice sucker waiting for you.
He still owes us.
Still the best head I ever had. I mean, he might owe you guys, but shit, Berto slobbed me up right nice.
Yes, sir. That old slobber knocker, girl.
JT versus Vic is next in the battle for Casper. Now, if anybody doesn't know what that means, every time we would go to a strip club, Vic and JT would come out of that bitch fucking in love with some chick at the side table. And the most recent one that we can all remember was an old girl named Casper. I'm sure as soon as I said her name, JT nutted in his pants a little bit. So this one goes out to Casper, JT. But as far as the games go, I mean, you guys both have some pretty solid teams. I just laid an ass whooping on JT right before everybody on my team fucking died. Vic's got Jalen Hurts, Devontae Booker on a broken ass O-line. Alex Collins, who I don't even think is going to play. D-Hop, who's looking sorry. You know what? This one, wait, JT's got Tua Tagovailoa? Hang on a second, bro.
Embarrassing.
Oh, man, this is hard. Daryl Henderson's good. Eli Mitchell, we'll see.
Look at that safety matchup.
Safeties, let's see.
Oh, wait. He replaced it. I thought he was going to go with not having one. What a bitch.
I hate to do somebody in there. You're the one that doesn't have a DB.
I know he didn't either. That's why I was like, we're about to get this.
And now he gets to drop somebody off his team. Yeah, I'm going to have to give this one to JT. Sorry, Vic. Your ass broke.
Damn. Next up, we got Luis versus Dre and the High School Midget Bowl. If you don't remember, these guys could not get above 4 foot in high school. That's what their name's for.
And Berto gives insight.
So seeing their matchup, golly, Luis is looking straight trash right now this week. So I'm automatically going to give this to fucking Dre. He's got really none of his players. It doesn't look like they're on bye. So, yeah, Dre for sure. This is going to be a fucking catastrophe for fucking Luis this week.
Oh,
so,
my God. Sorry. Luis doesn't even have a backup quarterback. Let me see. Running back, tight end. Okay, he could pick one of these jokers. He has no tight end and no quarterback. Oh, Vic is
this dude. This dude.
Here comes a trade from Vic. Luis, get ready.
I don't know why JC's talking.
Shut the hell up. Hey, you know what? I think I got an extra tight end and QB in my bench.
Let's get to your matchup. All right. So you gonna go back? Thank you. The next matchup is Noah versus JC in the Will You Be My Best Man Bowl? Man, this is going to be by far the most lopsided fucking game of the season. I mean, JC, you're about to get bent over and raped. Like, both of your running backs are projected to get 7 points combined. Seven 7 points. I think Derrick Henry might outscore your whole team. You got a bunch of third string running backs, third string receivers, and shit. You're so desperate that in your lineup, you have to have a guy with the name of the person you're playing and Noah Fant. Like, I mean, like, I think your lineup, honestly, I don't think anyone drafted these guys before the season started. I think all these guys went undrafted. Oh, and you're like, hey, guys, come play on my team. My team is where running backs go to die. So we could just already say goodbye to Felton on the Browns. And I don't even know why you have Dallas, because Cook's going to play. He ain't no pussy. But, yeah, I think Noah wins by 100. And I'm not exaggerating.
Bruh.
Not to mention, all your guys have tough matchups. So not only does your team suck, but your guys have terrible matchups. Your IR, your bench, your IR team is better.
God
than
damn, Vic, give it a rest.
A 5-minute fucking drill and a fucking JCC,
bro. Hey, I'll put this bet on there. Noah's bench will score more than JC starters.
How much you putting on that?
Noah's mole.
Oh my god! I don't even know what to say to that shit. Yeah, just bro. Laid it on me.
Trash your team for fucking five.
He just fucking
minutes,
like bro. Preached like a damn church pastor about my
who
fucking.
Who would have thought
team.
That you probably would have been better off drafting Zach Wilson?
Yeah, right. No shit. Oh my god, bro! My team is decimated, bro.
But fucking hey, you're decimated. hey, Wilson's ready though. You saw him practicing calling plays on the before the game.
Yeah, bro.
In the huddle.
He won't let he won't even let Geno Smith stand in the fucking huddle without him in there.
He went up there and did the coin toss for the overtime. Like, bitch, you don't play. Go sit down. Like, good God, you're out. Let the dude shine.
He won't fucking stop, bro. He won't stop.
He's the corniest dude in the NFL.
Yes, sir. Last but not
hold
least.
Hold up. Where's Dip? Where did Dip go?
Oh,
yeah. Where'd that fucking go, man?
So his kiddo was crying and wouldn't go to sleep. And we have our cameras on. So Blair fucking busted into that fucking room. And you know what time it was? Let's just say Blair took Dippy out with that one hitter quitter. And that motherfucker was down for the count, bro.
Titty sagging and all. Just out there laying on the ground. Dead.
Out like a light.
Embarrassing.
So
didn't
want to
be
on.
A fucking grown ass man and fucking take care of business and tell her do your fucking job, get in that fucking room and put the fucking kid to sleep because that's what you're supposed to do.
Bruh,
this that's is like the second Bert and Dip left earlier to rock him to sleep and it took him 5 seconds to quit.
Oh, yes, sir. So I'll carry it on. So
yeah, Blair said your team sucks anyways. They don't want to listen to you.
Last but not least is the questions in our favorite part of the pod, boys. So let's get things started here. Question number one is now. This is for you, Bert and Vic, and it's for your answers have to be from somebody from the league, right? So the first question is. Who in the league would be the best partner in a zombie apocalypse? So let's start with you, Bert.
Just real quick, at the top of y'all's head, who has the most guns in this league?
D-Balls has a pretty good collection, I would say. But I don't know. My bad, Dustin. But
it could be
Joe.
I would say whoever's got the most
or Noah.
Gun.
Noah's dad. Noah's dad.
Hell yeah.
That's not his dad.
Yeah, but his dad's coming with him. You know Jeffrey's coming with Noah, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say Noah because he's the only Boy Scout out of the group. And
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse? Man, I wouldn't say JT because that fool would probably turn so quick and start screaming like a little girl. As big as that fool is.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that fool watching scary movies in the movie theater, let alone the damn apocalypse.
Luis would probably just give up and run out there and let them kill him. I'm going to have to say Probably D-Balls. Or sorry, Dustin. That dude's all over the black web. He probably already saw the apocalypse coming, so he's probably been prepared. Has his shit all set up and everything.
True, that fool's already got a
fucking... Right, you heard that right, boys. The black web. The black web.
Yes, sir. He probably does have a doomsday bunker somewhere out there in fucking sticks. So Bert, who was your pick? Noah?
Dark web.
Awesome. So Noah and Vic, or Noah and Sparks. All right.
What about you, JC?
I actually would pick Noah as well. I mean, that fool was a fucking Boy Scout. Like I said, his pop's got the guns. Little Debbie, she can fucking make a damn meal out of some shit in the woods. I mean, come on now, bro. That family's got it going. Got it covered.
Yes, sir.
That dude doesn't let you wear shoes in his own house.
Calm down. Either does Steph. All right, number two. Who is the weakest member of the league? Vic, we'll start with you this time.
And we can't say people on here?
Nope.
Because it would be Birdo, but...
Motherfucker? Who the fuck you think I am, man?
Trash.
Out of your fucking mind. Yeah.
But competing with him, I was forced to be his friend growing up. It had to be Luis. You're steady at the bottom every year. Steady at the bottom.
It seems like Luis said you were the shitbag of the baseball team over there, Vic.
Right field, dude.
I don't even remember Luis playing baseball except the time he let that fly ball pop him in the eye in front of everyone trying it out. And I had just bragged about that. I was like, "Oh yeah, that's my friend." And then that happened, and he was just laying there on the dirt, motionless, covering his eye. And they're like, Can we get him some ice? And it was that dirty ass broken field in front of the old elementary school.
Oh no.
And he was just laying there motionless. Like, dude, does anyone have any ice? No one had ice. He gave him some frozen ass popcorn to put over his face.
Damn. Dude,
great.
He was, I don't know where he gets this story from, but yeah, I'd have to say Luis.
All right, Brett, go ahead.
For weakest. You would think Dre, but no, that little fucker is pretty strong for his fucking size. Weakest, damn. I guess in terms of actual strength, like who'd be able.
I thought we were talking about like weakest. I didn't know strength, but it's still Luis.
damn, I might have to say Luis too, bro. Like I haven't seen him lift nothing. Or I haven't seen I haven't seen him bench, squat, deadlift, nothing like that, but. He just doesn't seem like he's got a lot of explosiveness, I guess.
Explosiveness. He ran a shit 40.
I'll change my answer since Berto said Luis. I'll say Keaton because you know those electronics, people that work in the electronics.
Keaton's a pretty big dude though, man. I think Keaton's got a little strength to him.
So who would win in a fight between Keaton and Luis?
How drunk's Luis? Luis could probably take a hit.
I might be doubting my boy Luigi, man. I might be doubting
him. Luis could take a hit though.
Okay. Yeah, I seen Sheldon give that full fat ass black eye.
If it's weakest like strength, it's obviously Dippy. He's not in here no more, so we can say Dippy. Shit.
Bro, how do we? Yeah.
All right, so now,
Dippy was just complaining about how bad his back was riding a fucking bike. Like, how do you blow your back out riding a fucking bike?
Yes.
Both their what answers changed to Dippy real quick.
And you know damn well it wasn't 7 miles that he rode.
Bro.
Get the hell out of here.
I forgot that when Vic reminded me that Dippy was on the wall stretching like every couple 30 minutes, dog.
Right?
He's not even exaggerating because I remember we looked over and Dippy's just against the wall with his hand up and his fucking back leg stretching.
Fucking like a cheerleader. Cheerleader. Showing how flexible he is.
Bro.
Blair did good with him.
Yeah.
He probably put his legs behind his back when they're having sex.
I agree with y'all on that. Sorry about you, Dip. Should have stayed longer or else you wouldn't have been in this shit.
Watch out for those pillows, bro.
Question number three is who in the league would get their ass whooped by their wife? And Bert, we'll start with you.
Ooh. I'm gonna say Blair on dip.
Yes, sir. We just witnessed.
My man just got his ass whipped by his wife just about 5 minutes ago. I literally saw her fucking deck that fool right in the fucking jaw. And his ass fell down. He folded like a fucking piece of paper, bro.
Sack of potatoes, so, Bubba.
Man. Yep.
What do you think, Vic?
I think the obvious answer would be Birdo.
Oh, my God. No. I fucking throw her ass around in that fucking house, bro. Not beat her, but I'd be fucking playing with her, just fucking throwing her down and shit, man. Y'all,
we got him, boys. We got him, boys. We got this on the
court. We got him, boys.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I feel like... I think Carrie's pretty strong.
That is fucking Vic eating loud as fuck.
I think Carrie's pretty strong.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Smiley, bro. All two, three, four of his wives would whoop his ass.
I would go Mick too, because you know Lindy and then his ex, that one dude that he went and saw.
Wait, what?
That Tran.
What are you talking? Oh, fucking, was it Tammy?
I have no idea.
Bruh.
Turned out to be Tommy.
But is there like Jing? Do y'all trust Jing? Like, I feel like if she got mad enough, like, she's one of those quiet ones where it's like, I feel like if she got mad enough, like, we would not know where Darius is. Like,
I don't know. She was an athlete.
She could whoop that ass.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the sleeper. I'm gonna go Jing.
All right, Darius. So Vic goes Jing for Darius, and then Bert goes Blair for Dip. And question number four is: who in our league had the worst job in high school? And Vic, we're starting with you.
Well, I didn't have a job in high school. I think that's why Dre came up with the name Get a Job. But
you didn't have a fucking job in high school?
Fuck no.
You fucking bum.
I was too busy being an athlete.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm sitting
on the fucking bench, yeah.
at least I made the grades to play. Anyways. Berto couldn't play because he was too old.
Bro, I remember when Birdo had to run the track and Holden was like telling everybody, cheer him on, everybody. He's going to be joining our.
I fucking hated that shit, bro.
Birdo fucking came.
See that
back
dude? That's the recruiter, right? That's the recruiter. Yeah, I see him all the time. I see him. He works at Bank of America or whatever.
Yeah.
He actually was one of my daughter, one of Kylie's soccer coach back in the day.
Oh, for real.
Bro, I fucking at the end, fucking. Puke my fucking guts out, bro. That shit was so fucking embarrassing. Yes. On the fucking track.
Bro, I can't tell you how many times Holden would come to the lunchroom and tell us to make sure Berto gets his grades up, because that fool's barely not about to make the fucking military because his grades are so shit. And they take anybody.
But yeah, this question is tough because like 75% of you guys worked at Walmart.
Right.
The other percent of y'all worked at Domino's.
Yep.
And then JC just went to go find his future wife at Rave.
Shut up. Dre worked there too.
Dre worked everywhere.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Smiley worked at Albertsons. Cody was with you.
But,
but
Smiley worked at a place that gives tips to the people that roll the car groceries out to the car. So that was...
where did Mick work in high school?
Fuck.
Did he get fired at Walmart?
Oh, he worked at Target and got caught stealing.
Well, I like
the
Target.
Got caught ringing up fucking shit too cheap, remember?
And Keaton still works at Walmart.
Bro, we've been saying that shit for so long now.
Where's Dust? Where did Dust Sparks work in high school?
I don't even fucking know, bro.
Damn.
Probably fucking Volkswagen.
And Noah was what? Boy Scout?
Where the fuck did Noah work? I don't even know where Noah worked. Oh, he worked at Academy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
With Jimmy. Bro, it's got to be Smiley, bro.
No, it had to be Mick because it was a different job every...
Target,
bro,
though?
That was after high school.
So he didn't work either. Oh, it's easy. Didn't Darius work at Whataburger?
Oh, did he?
I think so, yeah.
In high school?
Maybe. Yeah, I would say so, because I remember whenever he... Well, yeah, maybe. I think so. Berto, where'd you work?
I worked at Pizza Hut and Walmart, which Pizza Hut, I'm not going to lie, sucked ass, bro.
Hey, they gave... Muhammad gave us free pizza.
Bro, Muhammad,
that was the only good thing about that fucking job. I was able to take pizza home.
Damn.
But there was that fucking bitch there, man. I fucking couldn't stand her. Hated going to work every day. Yeah.
All right, pick your people.
I'd say, I'll say you, JC, because I feel like y'all have worked some stupid hours at Rave.
Oh, man, that was the best job I ever had, bro.
Well, yeah, because you got married to your boss.
Calm down. She was cool, but
bro, did y'all fucking around with the boys was fun.
No.
It depends if the movie sucked.
I'm a gentleman.
I would say Mick, just based on his fucking history. I know it was before. If we're talking about high school, maybe not. But and the fact that he got fired from Target, kind of fucking for doing what he did, set the layout of his whole life right there.
The layout of his whole life. Yeah, and that'll bring us to our last question. But the next question is, who in our league would make your four-team flag football team? Vic, we'll start with you since you actually played with us in flag football.
Well, obviously, I'm picking myself.
God.
It's your team, you idiot. You pick four others.
Okay, so me, Dre for the slant routes.
Dre for the slants.
JC for the deep ball.
Let go.
Let's go. JT for the intimidation.
Damn.
That's three, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna have to go D. Just because he was the only true athlete, like skill at a skill position out of our group.
That's a solid ass team right there. Go ahead,
Bert. Good team. I'm gonna go with the most athletic, so I'll just go JT, D. Damn.
No, Trevor's got the height. Well,
I was gonna say Trevor,
but he's not in the league. And he always got hurt.
He counts. He fucking counts. And I would say Cody is probably a pretty good athlete. He could jump.
That's a good one. Cody's actually pretty damn good.
He could jump.
So that's my four.
I wouldn't say
he could jump, but
I don't fucking know. I don't want to pick anybody other than Vic.
Hey, you can have Mick as your quarterback.
Yes, sir. Oh, hell no. He'll quit by halftime.
He'll quit by halftime.
No, I like Vic's team. That was like a solid ass team. All right, last question, boys. Let me make sure I can read this right, because it's long as fuck. Who in the league's high school version of themselves would be disappointed with how they are now? So, for example, like JC in high school, would he be disappointed in the JC that there is today, right? So, go ahead, Vic. We'll start you at this one because this was yours.
I think everyone knows that the answer is.
Give it to him, Vic. Give it to him.
The man that the high school version of himself that would never say a curse word ever. Now says more curse words in a day than he did his whole entire high school life.
Yeah,
the guy that didn't know what a circumcised penis looked like in high school.
Bro.
The guy that would condemn his older self to hell without question. The man that ends up marrying someone that whips his ass every day.
Oh, God. Oh, Vic, that was a good
thing. And the guy that beats off more now than he did in high school. That would be my boy and your boy, Roberto Khan.
Oh, God. Not the answer, honestly. Was it?
What do you not have to say to yourself, your high school person? Your high school self.
So real quick, I'll go off that. If I actually could go back in time, I would kick myself in the fucking chest if I was back. If I could go and see my high school self, because I was a fucking faggot.
I forgot something.
No, hold on.
The man who drinks now.
Dude, oh, we forgot he drinks yes, now. Sir.
Okay, hold on now.
And it wouldn't be for communion.
I'm a fucking, right now, I'm a grown-ass fucking man. Back then, I was a fucking faggot, bro. I went through every fucking phase you could. I was a fucking little
John Gruden,
gangster wannabe. Sorry. I was a fucking emo fucking poser wannabe. I had a little country phase.
Were you emo? Little,
bro, yes, for like fucking 5 or 6 months. Oh. And then
5 or 6 months?
And then I had a little fucking prep phase too, bro. I was a fucking faggot, bro.
Bro, your high school version of yourself would have anxiety issues by looking at your hair right now.
Exactly, bro. I fucking was a fucking piece of shit, bro. So, no, I'm actually way, way happier now than I was back then.
I like now, your high school version.
Huh?
I miss your high school version of you.
No, but yeah, there's definitely some things I can work on now, but no, I fucking hated my shit.
Looking like you and Cody switched lives.
Right? But if I had to choose somebody, I would definitely say fucking Mick. I don't think if that fool had to look back on himself, like if his high school version saw him and how many jobs he's fucking gone through and like fucking including being a fucking Twitch fucking streamer and shit. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, that's what I'd be saying. God.
If you were to describe that person to high school Nick, he'd be like, what a fucking joke.
That's not gonna be me. No way.
No way, bro. In his fucking black, what was it that he drove? A Camaro or some shit.
Yo, do you see these Oakleys? Do you see this white hat?
Oh my gosh. Berto's is good. Berto's is good. But Vic, yours fucking killed me, bro. I did not expect you to say that. That was great, boys.
About you, JC?
Yeah, JC, don't.
I mean, I like Berto's, bro. That one was funny as shit. But I mean, Vic, yours fucking cracked me up. Because for real, bro, Berto back in high school would be so fucking like. Like, you'd probably think that was somebody else in high school at that time. Like, your version of yourself in high school. Like, that's how this guy's going to be. Like, someone else that's, like, a fucking bad person.
Berto's high school self, if he looked at himself now, would probably, like, mark himself up so bad with, like, beat himself for all the sins he's going to commit. Just start asking for forgiveness now.
Bro, I remember when Justine Tom wanted to like kiss you at lunch and you fucking ran away and like holding your Bible like fucking scared as shit.
Bro, I fucked that whole shit up, man. Like she was fucking hot, bro. Like I had no reason being with her, bro, at all.
And you would have got you could have enjoyed her and all the other guys she slept with prior. No, for real though, in Mr. Gardner's class, this dude walked up and goes, What's a circumcised penis? What does it look like? And I was like, what? He's like, what does it look like? I'm like, I had to draw it out for him. I was like, oh my God, this dude. And then he broke Mr. Gardner's lightsaber and picture frame and everything.
Yes, sir. Oh, God.
Anyways, well, that's good talk, shit. Boys.
Good shit, boys.
All right, go to work, Berto.
Way to end the pod. Berto's got to go send the mail out to the troops. Appreciate y'all getting on the pod today.
RIP, Dip.
All right, boys. Take care.
Miss you, Cody. Thanks, guys, for having me
on. If you need anything, Cody, hit us up, man.
Love you, JC.
Deuces. Love you, guys.